C'est comme une réunion de famille, puis c'est l'heure de la prière.
It's just like a family gathering, and we're going to say prayer pretty soon, and everyone has to find a seat before we start.
Merci à tous d'être avec.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, dear clients, friends, members. It's really a pleasure for me to welcome you to our 36th annual meeting of shareholders. The meeting will be held in French and English. Simultaneous interpretation is available in both languages. Please feel free to ask questions in the language of your choice.
French and in English. Translation is available in both languages, and please feel free to ask questions in the language of your choice.
To expedite matters, we have asked a few shareholders of the corporation to move and second some motions. I would now like to introduce the people seated at my side, Mr. Donald Lecavalier, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. François Olivier, President and CEO, and Ms. Christine Desaunier, Chief Legal Officer and Corporate Secretary. We will start with the formal part of the meeting to be followed by our annual address. I would invite you to hold your questions and or comments to the end of the meeting. I will act as chair of the meeting and Ms. Christine Desaunier will act as secretary. I request that the representatives of the AST Trust Company Canada to act as scrutineers at this meeting. Ms. Francine Beauséjour and Ms. Isabelle Vachon have submitted their report indicating that we have quorum. I therefore declare the meeting duly convened and constituted. The scrutineers' report and other relevant documents pertaining to this meeting will be filed with the records of the meeting. The agenda indicates we will be receiving the consolidated financial statements of the corporation for the fiscal year ended October 27, 2019, together with the auditor's report thereon. A copy of these documents included in the annual report will also be filed with the records of the meeting. And now, as you can appreciate, the number of proposed directors nominees is 13, of which the majority are independent. Let me point out that all director nominees are currently directors of the corporation. No new people this year. Now I will ask Mr. Jacques Grégoire to move the motion for the election of the director nominees. Jacques, Madam Chair, I move that the following nominees be elected as directors of Transcontinental and remain in office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until the election of appointment of his or her successor. Peter Bruce, Jacinthe Côté, Yves Leduc, Ms. Isabelle Marcoux, Ms. Nathalie Marcoux, Mr. Pierre Marcoux, Mr. Rémi Marcoux, Ms. Anna Martini, Mr. François Olivier, Mr. Mario Plourde, Mr. Jean Raymond, Mr. François Roy, and Ms. Annie Tabet. Thank you. I will now ask Yann Lapointe to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Thank you. Are there any questions concerning the motion? The motion is duly made and seconded. For the election of nominees as directors, we have received shareholders' proxies expressed on an individual basis. Unless there are other nominations for directors, I would now move to the vote by a show of hands. Those in favor? Those opposed? I hereby declare the motion carried and the nominees elected as directors of the corporation. Let me introduce them at this time, and I would ask each director to stand when I read out their names. Mr. Peter Bruce, a corporate director. Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Madame Jean.
Ms. Jacinthe Côté, Chair of Hydro-Québec Board of Directors and Corporate Director. Mr. Yves Leduc, President and Chief Executive Officer of Vela. He's not with us today. Ms. Nathalie Marcoux, Vice President Finance of Capinabel Inc. Mr. Pierre Marcoux, President of Connex. Mr. Rémy Marcoux, founder and director at Transcontinental. Yes, he deserves a round of applause. Ms. Anna Martini, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Club de Hockey Canadien, Bell Centre, and Ivanko. Mr. Mario Plourde, the President and CEO of Cascade Inc. Mr. Jean Raymond, Vice Chairman, Managing Director, and Head of Capital Markets Quebec, CIBC World Markets Inc. Wow, quite a title. Mr. François R. Roy, Corporate Director. Ms. Annie Tabet, Partner at Celtis Capital Inc. Mr. François Olivier, and myself. Congratulations to each and every one. The next item of business is the appointment of auditors for the current fiscal year. The Board of Directors recommends the appointment of KPMG LLP as auditors of the corporation for fiscal year ended October 25, 2020. I will ask Ms. Isabelle Côté to move the proposed resolution. Madam Chair, I move that KPMG LLP be appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. I will now ask Patricia Lemoine to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Thank you. Are there any questions concerning the motion? The motion is duly moved and seconded. Now, let's vote by a show of hands. Those in favor, please indicate. Those opposed? I declare the motion carried and KPMG LLP appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year. Furthermore, the Board of Directors is duly authorized to fix their remuneration. Now, this year, we decided to consider an advisory vote on executive compensation. Our executive compensation philosophy, policies, and programs are based on the fundamental principles of pay for performance to align the interests of our executives with those of our shareholders. This compensation approach allows us to attract and retain high-performing executives who will be strongly incented to create value for our shareholders on a sustainable basis. I would now ask Mr. Mathieu Hébert to move a motion. Madam Chair, be it resolved on an advisory basis and not to diminish the role and responsibilities of the Board of Directors that the shareholders accept the approach to executive compensation disclosed in the management proxy circular provided in connection with the annual meeting of shareholders of the corporation held on February 27, 2020. Thank you. Ms. Hamel, could you second the motion? Madam Chair, I second the motion. Thank you. Any questions with regards to this proposal? This motion is duly moved and seconded. Let's vote by a show of hands. Those in favor, those opposed. This motion is carried. Now, at this time, I would like to give you my annual address, and then Mr. Le Cavalier and Mr. Olivier will be speaking to you. I'd like to point out that there might be some forward-looking items, so please read the waiver that appears on the screen. Thank you for your attendance here this afternoon. Year 2020 marks our 45th year of existence of TC Transcontinental. We are very proud of all the headway that we've made up until now. In the past decade, we've effected a major strategic shift. We have developed a growth factor in our organization known as flexible packaging. To carry out such a transformation is not something easy to do. Because of our growth strategy and with the integration of Coveris Americas, TC Transcontinental was able to reach, for the first time in its year in 2019, the $3 billion mark in revenues. Our activities only allow us to make the economy roll and also employment. We have many positive spin-offs in various social and community activities. To know that we are doing something that is larger than we are, larger than our business, makes us better. So if you're thinking of the fight against climate change, food, the production of social inequalities, education, democracy, or local economy, TC Transcontinental is there. And we are making a difference. Flexible plastic packaging protect the products that they contain and facilitate the transportation and their conservation. Not too many people know that approximately 30% of the world of food production for human consumption is lost or thrown out. Because of flexible packaging, the life cycle of food is extended, thereby reducing waste. Moreover, by printing and distributing flyers, we are helping households and to find savings to stay on budget. And this is very important considering the current food price increases. We also help local merchants to draw in store traffic to compete with the online retail giants. As a printer of newspapers in Canada and distributors of weeklies door-to-door in Quebec, we continue to municipal democracy. Without the Publisac, local media could not survive in its current state. Because of our TC Media books, our educational items have helped Francophone students and teachers across the land. We are truly committed to our community. Now, in addition to a personal commitment of our leaders, in 2019, we contributed donations of $1.5 million to 250 organizations. The year 2019 was also marked by the defense of the Publisac, the ADBAC in Quebec, and which is required, and this is continuing in 2020, and we started a dialogue with the City of Montreal. By defending the Publisac, not only are we defending our clients, retailers, and publishers, and users, but also thousands and thousands of workers, distributors, newspaper delivery boys and girls here in Montreal and the region and throughout Quebec. We've also attended a major mobilization where it involved the weekly newspapers, major unions, employer organization, elected reps, community groups, and the Federation of Newspapers, just to name a few. So defending the Publisac is really marks a historical moment because we had business and labor that were advocating in favor of it. So the citizens also express their opinions on j'aimemonpublisac.ca. We had more than 75,000 people in support. So what we are carrying out is very important, and how we do it is also very important. I am very indebted to all of our employees who work with our four basic values: respect, teamwork, innovation, and performance. Respect starts with diversity. At TC Transcontinental, we're promoting the promotion of women in roles of leadership. And we're very happy that our packaging sector has already reached its target for this year by having three talented women within its at the executive level. As far as innovation, it's our bread and butter, notably by taking up the concept, the challenge of eco-design for flexible packaging. And we've won many awards in that area. We've also created in a record time a Publisac that is made of 100% recycled plastic, and that's been deployed throughout Quebec. In 2019, we have marked a very important, or reached a very important milestone by becoming the first Canadian manufacturer to join the New Plastics Economy Global Commitment with the Foundation Ellen MacArthur. We are really committed for from now to 2025 that 100% of our plastic packaging will be reusable, recyclable, and compostable. In parallel, we want to work together, and we have our corporate social responsibility has, it's called Acting Together, and we have 11 goals. They're very ambitious goals that reflect our environmental concerns, our social concerns, and it's in constant evolution. As you can see, we really want to play an important role in the creating a true plastic circular economy that will mean a lot of spin-offs for the environment and for the community. In closing, I'd like to thank the leaders and the members of the management team for their energy and determination. I'd like to thank François Olivier, President and CEO, who propels our transformation with a true vision and leadership and a sense of humor as well. I'm also would like to recognize the seasoned members of the board members. You are looking out for our interests of the stakeholders, and you exercise your role with vision and diligence. Thank you so much. And finally, I'd like to thank you, dear shareholders, for your continued support. Now I will give the microphone to François Olivier.
Merci.
Thank you, Isabelle, and hello to everyone. First of all, I would like to congratulate Isabelle for her well-deserved nomination as a member of the Order of Canada. Rémi Marcoux, who is here up front, was invested of this honor in 2007. So it is the second generation of the same family of entrepreneurs to receive this prestigious distinction. So congratulations, Isabelle. The year 2019 was punctuated of great realizations, and as Isabelle said, we've had seen the best results and highest of our history. And this performance was, of course, because of the great year that the packaging sector had. The flexible packaging generated in 2019 53% of our consolidated results, which is a sign of our success of our transformation. By going beyond the anticipated synergies with the acquisition, we've increased our credit, our profitable margins in the sector. And our presence in packaging is solid, and we now focus on the sectors in which we have a durable competitive advantage, and we keep focused on the growth.
Considering the higher-than-expected volume decline from our retail customers, our teams demonstrated great resilience. They developed an updated and innovative action plan for cost management. This plan will help us adjust our platform capacity to future demand even better. That said, the printing sector once again generated solid profit margins and significant cash flow in 2019. The printing industry also still holds attractive growth potential in certain verticals. As a proof of this, in 5 years, we built from a very modest base an in-store marketing product services that generates $140 million today, and which we eventually aim to bring to $250 million. This development was driven equally by organic growth and acquisitions. The recent purchases of Allen Crosby and Artisan Complete are important milestones of our growth in this sector. The book printing segment for us will double-digit growth in the last two quarters. Enfin, en 2019, nous avons vendu la majorité.
Finally, in 2019, we sold most of our activities in specialized media and events to seasoned buyers who will focus fully on this. In the future, we will continue to focus on the growth of TC Media Books and the Constructo Books entities, of which the revenues do not depend on ads, and who also had excellent results in 2019. We are hence starting the year 2020 with great confidence and a solid strategic plan. This morning, we unveiled our results for the first quarter of 2020. I am satisfied of the performance of the printing sector. The cost reduction measures that I mentioned earlier brought fruit since these Q1 results for 2020 have increased compared to those of last year. Also, we are progressing in the integration of our two most recent acquisitions in the vertical sector of in-store marketing. In the packaging sector, a reduction in our activities in the paper packaging that were sold towards the end of the quarter to hood packaging, as well as the reduction of the price of the plastic resin, caused a reduction in our revenues. Our profit margins have increased compared to the same quarter last year. We will continue the improvement of our margins progressively during the year through the realization of synergies and increase in efficiency as we did in 2019. Now, with our solid cash flows, we were able to reduce our indebtedness in an important manner. Since the acquisition of Calvarez Americas, we've been able to reimburse more than $500 million of debt, and this 6 months earlier than planned. We have, in this way, reduced our net indebtedness ratio from our initial of twice our EBITDA, excluding the impact of the new IFRS 16 standard. So we continue transformation, and our strong financial results allow us to increase the dividend, giving us the needed flexibility to continue the development of TC Transcontinental with strategic and focused acquisitions. As I mentioned, the flexible packaging generated in 2019 more than half of our consolidated results. This is a growth vector in our business. At the same time, the plastic is at the heart of environmental preoccupations everywhere on the planet, and we share these preoccupations, and this is also the case of many of our clients. As much as flexible plastic packaging is useful and efficient, we have to manage this product through its whole life cycle. And we share the will with our clients to differentiate ourselves with a packaging product that is eco-friendly and containing recycled plastic. This is why we became, in 2019, the first Canadian business to sign the new world engagement of the Ellen MacArthur Foundation. One of our objectives is to increase the post-consumer recycled content of the whole portfolio of our flexible plastic packaging. This is why we announced this morning the creation of a new group, TC Recycling, within TC Transcontinental Packaging. We seek a vertical integration of plastic recycling within our packaging production chain, ensuring this way a stable supply of the material. The recycling group will start in 2020 to the acquisition of equipment for the transformation of recuperated flexible plastics from recycling plants and other commercial, industrial, and agricultural sources. The group will also be looking for potential acquisitions of businesses in that sector. These plastics will be transformed into recycled plastic granules to be then used in our extrusion plants in Canada, the United States, and Latin America. We will reduce this way our procurement of virgin resin. And this way, we will also create local markets for recycled plastic, giving new life to plastic in a true circular economy, bringing additional benefits for the environment and society. The team will be led by Sylvain Levert, a dynamic and senior vice president of the recycling group, and he used to be the senior vice president of procurement at TC Transcontinental, and he is here. In his new role as Senior Vice President, Recycling Group, he will be supported by Mathieu Séguin as General Manager. Mathieu is also here in the room. And Fabrice Laberge as Director, Research and Development, Recycling Technology. Fabrice is at work. He works, and the others are here. Mr. Seguin has solid experience in management and business development in the plastic recycling industry, while Mr. Laberge, with a PhD in chemistry, has worked in project management and research and development in the industrial sector in Canada, the United States, and Europe. In conclusion, TC Transcontinental has the intention to bring its contribution to answer to the challenge of the circular economy of plastic. The creation of the recycling group is a concrete and significant step in that direction. It is with enthusiasm, convinced of the business, environmental, and social benefits of this initiative, that we launch this new initiative. To conclude, I'd like to thank the remarkable work of our employees, our leaders, and the members of our executive committee. Always focused on results and absolutely devoted, they allow day after day TC Transcontinental to reach its vision. And I thank them for their commitment. I think most of them are here, and you can give yourselves a hand of applause. For the others, I won't ask them to stand up. They've already stood up twice. But I also like to thank the members of our board of directors who support our leaders by progressing their strategic reflections in our transformation. Their support is precious to us. And I would like to offer all my gratitude to our clients who trust us day after day, and we are proud to contribute to your success. Thank you for your trust, and thank you for your attention. And I will now give the floor to Donald Le Cavalier, head of the Finance.
Merci, François.
Thank you, François, and good afternoon to everyone. I will start by giving you an idea of our financial results for 2019, a record year in many ways, as François and Isabelle mentioned. I will then continue with our results for the first quarter of 2020, and I will conclude with the highlights of our financial situation. Globally, in 2019, our adjusted revenues increased by 20% to reach $3 billion. This increase is essentially linked to the acquisitions, and particularly that of Coveris Americas. And the adjusted operations earnings before depreciation and amortization increased by 4% to reach $476 million, which is a record for our company. The increase can be explained mostly by acquisitions and the synergies that were done in the packaging sector that would counterbalance by the organic negative growth of the printing sector. As for the net adjusted earnings, a drop of 8% going to $220 million in 2019, mainly due to an increase in financial costs as they relate to Coveris. On the other hand, net earnings per share went from $2.91 to $2.52, mainly due to the decrease in adjusted net earnings and the impact of 10.8 million shares being issued in May 2018, mostly for the acquisition, of course. If we now look at Q1 2020, we had a good quarter in many regards, and this, even with a decrease of 6% of consolidated results, explained mainly by three factors. Firstly, a decline of our paper packaging activities recently sold and a drop in price of the resin. Secondly, the sale of our specialized media assets. And finally, a negative growth in the printing sector, especially because of a major decline in the printing volume of newspapers and magazines. And less so, a decline in revenues from retail services. I would also like to note that the negative growth in the retailer service sector is definitely lower than that seen last year. In terms of profitability, the adjusted operating earnings before depreciation and amortization increased by $1 million. And this is because of a great operating performance in our two main sectors. In the packaging sector, we've benefited from great synergies, and these went beyond our expectations. Excluding the impact of IFRS 16, our margins in that sector increased from 16 points, going from 11.7% to 12.3%. In the printing sector, The initiatives of cost reduction that we put in place last year are bearing fruits. Our margins in that sector increased from 18.7% to 20.2%, an increase of 150 base points, including the impact of IFRS 16. If we now go to our balance sheet, as usual, we are fully committed to maintain a strong financial position and an IG credit rating. In this regard, we will continue to focus on a reduction of our net indebtedness ratio in the next quarters in order to increase our financial flexibility. And as François said, since the acquisition of Coveris in May 2018 and excluding the impact of IFRS 16, we've reduced our indebtedness by more than $510 million, and this is within the context of important strategic investments in 2019. Excluding the impact of IFRS 16, our net indebtedness ratio was at 3.1 at the end of 2018 and is now at 2, which reaches our initial objective many months ahead. Finally, during this quarter, we were able to pay $19 million in dividends to our shareholders. And the durable growth of our dividend has always been one of our objectives. And thanks to the projects that we've done within our transformation and our solid financial position, we announced today an increase of 2.3% for an annual dividend of 90 cents per share. At the closing yesterday, this is a yield of 5.5%. Since 2010, the dividend saw an annual growth of about 10%. We were also able to announce today an increase to 2 million shares of the maximum number of grade A shares that we are able to buy through our buyback project.
Priorities are clear: to continue to leverage our ability to generate significant cash flow in order to deliver profitable long-term growth. We will continue to follow a multi-part capital deployment strategy by reducing our net debt, pursuing strategic and targeted acquisition, and returning capital to our shareholders. Nous vous remercions, chers actionnaires, de votre confiance.
We thank you, our dear shareholders, for your trust and support. Thank you very much for your attention, and I will now give the floor back to Isabelle Marcoux.
Merci, Donald.
Thank you very much, Donald. Now we have reached the Q&A period for shareholders, and we will be holding a media press conference after the annual meeting of shareholders. If there are any questions, now it would be the time, since there are no other questions and there are no further business. We would have exhausted the items on the agenda, and I would ask for the termination of the meeting. I'll ask Yann Lapointe to move a motion of termination. Madam Chair, I move to terminate the meeting. I will now ask Patricia Lemoine to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Fine. Let's now vote by a show of hands. Those in favor to terminate the meeting. Thank you. Those opposed? So the motion is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I thank you for coming out, and I look forward to seeing you again next year.